This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is. Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You're listening to American Family Radio. And we are going to make your world a much better place in the next hour and a half. I'm Tim Wildman.
Much betterer.
With Ed Tagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim. Happy Friday to you.
You think I'm exaggerating right there?
I don't think you're exaggerating at all. We're going to raise IQs during the next 90 minutes.
And
for some, dramatically.
Rising IQs raise all...
Right, raises all boats.
Raises all boats, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
That's right.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the reason the Dow hit 20,000 is because of the influence of Trivia Friday.
I think that's...
Learning University.
I think that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement.
You can measure that. J.J. Jasper here. We also call this show...
Learning University.
The Learning University is on the air, so... You want to get smarter, you stay tuned.
Well, I mean, back to JJ's point.
Yes.
We had Trivia Friday last Friday. Boom. This week, Dow went up. So?
Coincidence?
I think not.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay, everybody, here's how we play. If you're new to this show, we do this every Friday. Monday through Thursday, we tell you how terrible the world is. And then on Friday...
We forget all about it.
No, I tell you what, this week on the show has been fun because President Trump and his administration have been doing some great things Monday through Thursday. So I kind of hate to take a pause from that. But
you know, as a pro-life Christian,
yeah.
I'm pinching myself. I think this has got to be a dream from what we've endured the last 8 years. All of the pro-life measures that have happened in the last few days, the Vice President of the United States of America is speaking at
today.
The 44th March for Life today,
yeah.
As well as Kellyanne Conway. And it's just so refreshing to the pro-life community.
Amen, JJ. You're absolutely right. Praise the Lord for that. Okay, if you want to go to Facebook, we are live video streaming. Facebook Live. I don't know what's on Facebook dead. I have no idea. I've never been
a lot
there.
Of voters.
Kind of
a lot of voters from the last election.
So if you want to check out the Facebook Live page, it's available for you. So Trivia Friday it is. Here's how we play this game. It's more than a game. We all know that.
Right.
It's a way of life.
It is.
But if you want to call it a game, Trivia Friday, here's how we play. JJ, Ed, and yours truly will all ask three questions each, which we're about to do right now. And then you can call in and answer any one of the questions and or ask us a trivia question.
Ooh.
And we prefer that you do both, ask and answer. We'd love for you to do both, so have a trivia question prepared for us as well. So that's how we do this. And then if there's a question that we've already picked that if asked and answered correctly, you will hear this sound. Play that again, Brent. That right there is the beloved cowbell. And I know nobody cares about that but Mississippi State fans, but who want to hear it again. But anyway, that's the beloved cowbell that will be played if you answer the mystery question, correctly. Did I miss anything, gentlemen?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I would say this. I'm personally getting a little tired of the cowbell, but...
Well,
you know, we
I don't think
up.
It's possible.
You got a better sound?
No.
What do you want? You want SpongeBob SquarePants talking to you? What do you want exactly?
Spiders. He wants to hear some spray coming off of a hockey. Hockey blade. Okay.
All right, let me give the phone number. That's one thing I didn't do. I didn't give the phone number. By the way, don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. Please do not call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. We like to give as many new people an opportunity to play.
If you do that, we will charge your credit card.
That's right. And we don't want to.
We don't want to, but if you force us.
We will. The phone number is 888-589-8840. I said, awkward pause, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. That's the number to call to be on the show. Bring your A game.
That's right.
And be ready to learn and grow. Go, Ed.
All right. What you got there? My three questions. We got the Super Bowl coming up in about just a little over a week, so I got a Super Bowl question. What NFL quarterbacks have won four Super Bowls? What NFL quarterbacks have won four Super Bowls? Question number two, what World War II general was nicknamed the Desert Fox? What World War II general was nicknamed the Desert Fox? I told you last week that
Who calls him that?
Well, nobody now. He's dead. But
what soldier would, hey, Desert Fox,
oh,
I got something to ask
well,
you.
Well, it was his nickname.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, like in the paper, newspapers and stuff,
oh, okay,
they would say,
you
know,
but his the officers Fox under him wouldn't go up
oh,
and say,
no.
High five me, Desert Fox.
Or, you know, or DF,
yeah.
You know, for short. What's up? What's up, DF?
No. Okay. That's a nickname that the press.
The press, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Third question, I told you last week I'm going to be hitting some Popeye trivia here.
Okay.
So here's my Popeye trivia question for this week. By the way, if you come called in to answer, don't start doing a whole bunch of other Popeye trivia. Don't make me cut off your microphone because I get stuff for next week and I don't right. want you giving it away.
Right.
So a little bit of.
We're sounding kind of harsh here.
I know that was a little bit harsh.
We've got a lot of rules we
but
live by
I've
here.
I've worked hard for this. But, here's my Popeye trivia question.
It comes
question.
From a military family, so you got to understand
yeah.
that.
And hall monitors. I mean, when you're
yeah.
trying to run a university,
yeah. right.
hall monitors
right.
are an important
That's
part.
Right. That's right. right. Where's your hall pass? In the comic strip Popeye, what was the name of Olive Oil's father? What was the name of Olive Oil's dad? Simple question.
Wow.
Comic strip Popeye.
JJ, what you got?
Here's what I've got. What two snacks are mentioned in the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Ooh.
Now you're starting to hum that and mm-hmm. sing that in your head. What mm-hmm. two snacks mm-hmm. are mentioned in the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game? Second question. With which team did Brett Favre start his professional football career mm-hmm. in 1991? Which team did Brett Favre start off with as a pro in 1991? Third question, true or false? Tibetan mountain people use yak's milk instead of money. To this day, Tibetan mountain people use yak's milk as currency. Is that true or false?
That's where the monks live, right?
Yeah, the Tibetan.
The Buddhist monks.
Tibetan.
Yeah. If this turns
Tibetan. Also called Tibetan.
Tibetan. If this turns out
Tibetans
to be,
in Georgia.
If this turns out to be true, I'm telling you, those that's a lot of damage to their wallets.
So,
I mean, that a real. You go through some wallets if you're having to open that up.
Right, so who's taking milk out of my wallet? How am I supposed to get lunch today?
So give us the question again, JJ.
To this day, happening right now.
Yes, right now.
The Tibetan mountain people, their currency, they pay for things using yak's milk instead of money.
So then is that true
yes,
or
exactly,
false? That's
exactly.
what you want to know.
Yeah, you got that purse, and it's got kind of have to have a bladder inside of the purse, and if that milk goes bad, it stinks to high heaven.
Right.
But at least they're able to buy and sell things.
That must make going to the ATM machine kind of a challenge.
Look out, it's spraying everywhere. Man, why'd you have to put in your pen before I was able to duck?
Hey, we're going to be able to milk that for some good jokes throughout
the... Hey, I caught that.
You see what I did there, right? All right.
All right. May I?
Yeah, go ahead. Help us.
Now, don't jump to conclusions with this answer. You need to think about this. What is the largest internal organ of the human body? What is the largest internal organ of the human body? Number two, since this is, we just had a new president move into the White House, who was the first president?
The first president.
The first president of the United States to live in the White House. Who was the first president of the United States to live in the White House? And since we have ourselves a billionaire living in the White House, am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Donald Trump is the first, he is the first billionaire, I think, in American history.
Old Don's a billionaire.
Yeah,
he moved up this, loaded up his family.
and he moved to Washington, D.C.
Up from the bubbling crude.
Anyway, so I have this question. Who was the first billionaire? I said billionaire in the U.S. Who was the first billionaire?
The first
There's a lot of them now. A lot of them now. But who was the first billionaire
I'm afraid in the United JJ States? Gave it away, the Jed Clampett thing there.
This gentleman was also is also the richest man in American history.
Wow.
I'm thinking of two people.
Okay. All right.
Well, none of them have the last name Vitagliano, I can tell you that.
You're not the heir of anything? Yeah, is that what you're telling me?
Oh, I'm the heir of a few things, but they ain't worth much.
Hey, we were watching this show years ago, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? One of my small children said, Dad, are we millionaires? And I said, no, baby, we're thousandaires. And my wife said, not today. I just checked the bank account. She said, we're not even thousandaires. Got a little close.
Thank you, Melanie, for that.
Take your husband's dignity totally away. He can't even be a thousandaire to his little girl.
Need to go to the ATM, draw out some more yak's milk.
All right, Ed, where do we go?
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Stan, is on the line. Stan the man, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we today?
Stan, you've never heard that, have you? Nobody's ever called you Stan the man?
How about every day?
Yeah.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Hey, listen, welcome to the world of Eddie Spaghetti, okay?
Okay.
I've heard that all my life,
or
too.
Or Ed the Talking Horse.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Stan, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I want to attempt the largest organ.
Okay, Stan, here's the question. What is the largest internal organ of the human body?
Would it be the lungs?
No, sir. Would not be the lungs. That's a
good
guess.
Good job.
Good
That's
try.
A good guess. That is internal, but it's
right.
not the largest
okay.
Organ
All right.
in the human body.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, sir. Yesterday, in 1979, this great TV show aired.
What now? What's the question?
Well, you got to be a little more specific than that.
What's the question?
Yesterday, in 1979, this TV show aired for the first time, and it's famous for a vehicle which has the Confederate flag on it.
Oh, well, that's
Dukes of
Hazzard.
Yeah, that's you helped us out a great deal on that one. Dukes of Hazzard.
I couldn't think of another hint.
Well, there weren't multiple shows with the Dixie flag on cars, I don't think.
Hey, Stan, little backstory. Ed Vitagliano to this day doesn't open and close his door. He jumps through the window, and he loves to jump up on the hood of his car and slide across every time he comes to work. Probably in honor of the
By
Dukes
the way,
of
that actor had back surgery.
Yeah.
And it was he regrets he paid a price, kind of like an NFL football player,
the
you know.
Chiropractor was on retainer for him.
Hey, Stan, thank you so much. Great question, brother. Appreciate it.
One comment, please.
Okay.
No to the SpongeBob. I despise it.
Oh, we're not going to change the sound.
Yeah,
I was just kidding. Okay. But yeah, we don't want SpongeBob. That would grow old in a hurry. So
it's already old. All right, gentlemen, y'all have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
Right,
you too, Stan.
What were we talking about doing?
That was changing the sound of the cowbell.
Music. Oh, instead of the cowbell
To SpongeBob. SquarePants. We're not going to do that.
No,
we're not. We're staying with the cowbell.
We're staying with the cowbell because
the beloved cowbell.
I have a Mississippi State fan on the
right.
Mississippi State fan on the left, and here I am stuck
Joker's
in the middle.
Yeah, and something like that.
Okay, we go to Oregon. Yes, I said Oregon.
And did you say Oregon?
Oh,
Ed,
I said it.
Professor
and Rio is on the line. Rio, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Rio's been on our program many times. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Rio?
I would like to do both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
The one about the desert fox.
Oh, good. Here's the question. What World War II general was nicknamed the desert fox?
Erwin Rommel.
Our Erwin Rommel.
All right.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, Rio, how old are you?
I'm 10.
10 years old.
10
wonderful.
Years old. That's excellent.
So you're learning your World War II history, huh?
Well, my dad and my brother are really into that kind of stuff, and so
they helped you out.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good to have a lifeline, and glad that your family's into history. That's good. Great answer. Way to start us off this morning.
Rio, where do you live in Oregon? What's your town?
We're just about 30 minutes out of Baker, and we live in a little county called Keating.
Okay. Well, that's beautiful countryside. I've been out there before. I know JJ has, too. And, Rio, we thank you for calling, sweetheart, and you have a good day.
I have a question for us.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Okay. Or he?
How many horses did Solomon own?
How many horses did Solomon own?
Wow. Solomon, how many horses did he own? Is that what the question is?
Yes.
Yes.
It depends on, were you talking about the later years in his life? Are you talking about, like, when he was really into the equestrian, you know, situation in the Middle East?
Rio, you're talking about what the Bible says, right?
He's going to give us a hint.
Yes.
I just wanted to say a question.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
I saw the list there when they were talking about how many camels and how many horses, and he had a whole nother city put, you know, a city who had the stalls and took care of his horses.
Equestrian City.
Yes.
That's where that name comes from.
Right, Rio,
we don't know.
I'm just going to throw out a number, 1,000, but I have no idea. It's
like
just
the catalog.
Guess.
I'm going to say 3,239.
All right. Are we close at all, Rio?
No.
All right. How many was
40, it? 40,000.
40,000?
Wow.
Boy,
that's a lot of fertilizer.
That's a guy with an obsession there.
Yeah, that's out of hand.
I don't care.
I don't care if you are the king.
Yeah.
Who?
Yes, Solomon.
King Solomon.
Saddle up one of my horses and bring it.
Yeah.
Which one? The brown one.
Surely someone in it went in and talked to him at some point.
An intervention.
Can I talk to you frankly?
Yeah.
Saul.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Well, you probably knew him.
Saul. Saul.
All right. Thank you, Rio.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
All right.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
His nickname was the Desert Horse, was his nickname.
Sir, we got 20,000 horses. They're taking over people's homes, and we just got to do something about this.
Can you imagine if someone leaves the gate down one day, and somebody's got to go round up 40,000 horses?
I'll tell you what.
Jeremiah, next time you do that, I'm dragging you behind 40,000.
I'll just take the dungeon right there instead of doing that.
Yeah.
Just put me
off with my head. I volunteer.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is maturing, and and we'll get through puberty here sometime in the next hour.
Learning
University. All right.
Keep going.
Trivia Friday. I think we need to, Professor Ed.
We go to Arkansas now. Marsha is on the line. Marsha, welcome to today's version of Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Marsha?
I want to do both.
Okay. Which question do you want to answer?
The largest internal organ in the human body is the liver.
The question is, as you just said, Marsha, what is the largest internal organ of the human body? First guess was lungs. But Marsha has given the correct answer.
Wow, the
yes,
liver.
The liver is the largest organ, the internal organ. Now, some people...
The external organ is the skin.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Or otherwise known as what?
Integumentary system, the skin.
Epidermis.
Okay.
So if somebody tells you your epidermis is showing, you better, you know... That's what you're talking about.
This is not Saudi Arabia. You don't have to cover all of it.
Your epidermis is showing.
But we want to be, you know, we want to be modest about our epidermis.
But did you know, as Marsha did, that the liver is the largest internal organ?
No, I was going to go with the intestines, but I guess that would be longest, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. But liver. Yeah, liver.
I'm glad I didn't blurt out Wurlitzer. That would have been.
I was going to say gallbladder
over in the living room.
Gallbladder.
Well, I was going to say the heart because a lot of people have told me I have a big heart.
Big heart.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's
true.
Well, Marsha, great answer. You are correct. Liver is the largest internal organ of the human body. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. In what two books is there a character named Ichabod?
And what two books of the is there a character?
Yeah,
we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
In the book of Crane, you got it mentioned one place there.
Ichabod.
The book of Hezekiah.
Ichabod's the name over the door that means dead.
Well,
right?
Ichabod would be, first of all, would be the Sleepy Hollow would be one. Don't say anything.
Yeah, I think she meant that you mean books in the Bible.
Well, I think she means either.
Oh, are you talking about it in the Bible?
I'm talking about any book.
Oh, any,
right,
book.
Any book. Including any book. The Bible.
Oh, okay.
In the Bible,
so then we'll
it says Ichabod means the glory of the Lord has departed.
Then
over the door.
We're talking amongst ourselves, Marcia, so don't say yes or no. So then the Bible and then the Legend of Sleepy Hollow. What do you guys
Let's
think about that?
Let's go with those two. Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm clapping for us.
We are awesome.
Right there, because that was a challenging question right there.
See, that's good, because I was going to say, I don't know what other book besides The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, but probably got that name from the Bible.
Right. It was up over the doorpost.
It means what, JJ?
The glory of God has departed, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Marcia, have a great weekend. Stay warm there in Arkansas.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that was a great question.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. American Family Radio Trivia Friday. We're here every Friday from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time on American Family Radio. And we're providing a service.
I think so.
To America.
It's American tradition.
We don't take this lightly. I mean, Ed and I, JJ too. How much combined time do we spend preparing for this show?
Well, what day is this?
It's Friday.
I can tell you.
Yeah.
get out my calculator.
I spent an hour. Ed, yourself?
I would say 45 minutes. I would say an hour or two a day.
All right, in some places.
a day.
Well, now we need to talk then. If that's what you're doing with your time.
Here at AFA.
Yeah. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go, let's see. We're going to go to Mississippi again. Larry is on the line. Larry, we're coming up against the clock. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to ask and answer.
Okay. Which question would you like to answer?
Well, I think they all answered the ones. What is there any replacement for any of the ones answered?
No, we hadn't replaced any
yet. I tell you
what,
can you hold on, Larry, through the break?
Yeah.
All right, what we're going to do is take a break, and then we'll come back. You know, Lord willing.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen the next 3 minutes.
And what about the verse about the creek not rising?
And the creek
you need
not,
to factor that in.
Yeah, Lord willing, the creek don't rise in the next 3 minutes. And I know I should use the word don't. That's do not. Creek do not rise. I know that. I know that. Don't email me.
Do not.
Just a figure of speech. What I'm saying to you people is we'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll go back to the phones with Larry.
Right.
And but the first thing we'll do is repeat our questions.
Yes, good idea.
So that Larry will have something new and fresh in his life.
And I'm going to replace a question because I had one answered.
Right. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Next time on Today's Issues, with the Super Bowl coming up, our guest will be Roman Gabriel III, an advocate for Christian athletes.
This will be my 24th Super Bowl that I've covered. We will be down in Houston giving you wall-to-wall coverage and take you all the way through the locker room post-game for Super Bowl 51.
We'll also take a closer look at the latest with newsmen Fred Jackson and Steve Jordahl. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Hey, do you want to go on a vacation with a purpose? Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. A lot of people love to go to the beach. I'm one of them. How about the mountains? Yeah, a lot of folks are raising their hand right now when I say the mountains. Well, this year, why don't you go with us on a spiritual heritage tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon and have a vacation with an educational and a spiritual purpose? If you'd like to go with us in June or September to D.C. and Mount Vernon, or our separate tour to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, we'd love to have you join us. Just find out all the information at spiritualheritagetours.com. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will join us as our historian, and he'll be commenting all along the way on our rich Christian heritage here in the U.S. We hope you can join us, spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and commentary next. Today, hundreds of thousands of pro-life Americans are expected to march in Washington. And if previous years are any indication, the mainstream media will turn a blind eye. They provide a public platform to so-called nasty women, but I doubt there will be wall-to-wall coverage of the defenders of the unborn. The mainstream media would have you believe that pro-lifers are religious fanatics, fringe lunatics, but in fact, most of those marching in the streets today are young millennials, college-educated, young men and women who have seen firsthand the scourge of the abortionist. They marched today for the 59 million little boys and little girls, an entire generation wiped off the face of the earth, their body parts sold at auction to the highest bidder. A modern-day Holocaust. We ask God to bless America, but we ought to be pleading for His mercy and His forgiveness. I'm Todd Stearns.
That is the intro for
Mary Tyler Moore Show.
You know, we should have done that one
because she just passed away.
Yeah, get that Mary Tyler Moore. Get it ready.
That was
get
the Twilight Zone, which you just
that was
hearing.
Twilight Zone. Yeah, which we enter into here from time to time on this show.
slip right in.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to go back to Larry in just a moment, but we want to repeat our questions. Before we do, so he can choose which one he wants to answer. It's Trivia Friday on AFR. Professor Ed, what you got over there?
All right. What NFL quarterbacks have won 4 Super Bowls? Popeye question. In the comic strip Popeye, what was the name of Olive Oil's dad? And I had a Desert Fox question, so I've got a bunch of Fox questions I looked up for today and weeks following, but today
is it Fox Week or something?
No, you know, I just sometimes I'll look something up and then they'll have all kinds of stuff, and I go, "Ooh, that'll be good too."
Okay.
So I save them for
kind of a lazy man's way of getting questions.
I would think it was lazy. I'm drilling down deep.
Oh, into the fox world.
Yeah, into the world of foxes. Okay. What is a female fox called? What is a female fox called?
Melanie.
Man, that ought to be worth some points
right there.
Yeah, that ought to get you. I don't know.
Home cooked meal,
bowl of cereal or something.
That's right.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. What two snacks are mentioned in the song "Take Me Out to the Ball Game"? What two snacks are mentioned in the song "Take Me Out to the Ball Game"? Now that's the regular version, not the rap version. Second question. With which team did Brett Favre start his professional football career in 1991? Who did Brett Favre start with as a pro? Then third question, true or false? Tibetan mountain people, to this day, they use yak's milk instead of money. Is that true or false?
Is there?
Tibetan mountain people. I mean, that just sounds funny right there.
Yeah. All right,
hey, you got change for some yak's milk? Or you go, you start to leave the restaurant. What a mess you laid on the table. No, that's the tip. What are you complaining about?
I told you we're gonna milk this all afternoon.
Yeah, through?
Yeah, I'm through.
Go ahead.
Good.
Okay. Who was the first? I was just saying Larry's been waiting about. He's grown his beard, I think. Who was the first president of the United States to live in the White House? Number 2. Did you get that? Who was the first president of the United States to live in the White House? Number 2, who was the first billionaire in the United States? In our history of the country, who was the first billionaire? And this gentleman was also, he's also the richest American to ever live.
Wow.
Now, I don't know who the richest American to ever die was, but he was the richest American
probably
to ever live.
Probably the same.
Yeah, probably the same. Number, that's all I got. Go ahead.
All right. So, Larry, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you hear a question amongst those?
Yeah, I've got
probably the football question, and I have a question.
Well, we have two football questions. You want the four Super Bowls or the one about Brett Favre?
Four Super Bowls.
All right. Okay. What NFL quarterbacks have won four Super Bowls?
Bradshaw, Marino, and one of the brothers.
Marino.
No, right. You got the only one that you got correctly was Terry Bradshaw. So you have narrowed it down for
the next
caller. So
which is a public service.
That is a public service. Sure. So we and the public thanks you, Larry. So Terry Bradshaw is one. Okay. What is your question for us?
Okay. Now JJ cannot answer this or have any input in it. Okay.
So it's a pilot question, right?
So don't make eye contact with the editor or me, JJ.
There you go. Okay. What alternate income did JJ have using some type of equipment early in the 80s and 90s?
Well, I can see right now why you wouldn't let JJ answer this.
Yeah, that's shrewd.
Well, he did tree trimming. It was a tree trimming service.
There you go.
All right.
He also did stump grinding,
Yes, that's true.
Stump grinder.
Yep.
You know,
both of those.
I had attempted to sell him one, but he didn't want to buy it from me, say so.
I think he's done with that.
You got a good memory. No, I actually cut a tree about 2 weeks ago, much to my wife's chagrin. Went about 60 or 70 feet up in a tree and took about 20 feet out of the top. And she said, "You are not in your 20s anymore." This was in our yard. But I still have all my climbers and tree trimming stuff. But sure. Jasper Tree Service, our motto, we go out on a limb for you.
Thank you, Larry.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Appreciate it.
Can I have one more second?
You can have a second. Yeah, sure.
Okay. To prove that everyone is truly against abortion, you walk into a room and ask them how many wish their mother had aborted them.
You're not going to get any hands for
not
that
not going to get hands on
good
that
word,
one.
Larry.
Hey, thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Larry calling in from Mississippi. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University. University.
Learning University is on the air. Next, we go to?
I'll tell you what. I'm excited about this. We're going to Texas, and the Fonz is on the line.
Henry Winkler's calling. Huh?
The Fonz.
Hey.
Hey, the Fonz. This is awesome.
How's it going, guys?
Are you wearing a leather jacket?
I am. I sure am. Got a jukebox next to me. I'm about to elbow it here in a second.
Okay.
Well, we get some help. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, go ahead. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Take me out to the ball game.
Here we go. Fonzie, what two snacks are mentioned in the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks.
Yes, you're right.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. You know, you'd get thirsty. What kind of drink would you need if you were to add a line in that song? A soda pop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sody pop.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask about which, do you have a question for us?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a question. All right, you ready? You got your thinking caps on?
Oh, they're on. Buddy.
Always.
Yeah. All right, let me see if I can word this right, okay? So, what word spelled in English is a complete sentence in Spanish?
What word spelled in English is a complete sentence in Spanish?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What word in English?
You know, Allison, my wife, we were talking about this the other day at lunch.
Over tacos.
I have forgotten.
At Taco Bell.
She told me the answer to this. And
I'm going to say El Camino. I'm just throwing something crazy
there. You know how much of an idea I have this? Zero. I have zero idea on this.
I'm going with El Camino. It probably means the something.
I'm going with No Mas.
No, sir.
That's not English, though.
No Mas?
Yeah,
neither of those are English. Yeah, I think you better tell
true.
Us.
True.
All right, the word is socks. Like the socks you put on your feet?
Yeah.
Yes.
S-O-C-K-S?
Yes.
In Spanish, that means that's what it is.
In Spanish, it means that's what it is?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty cool. That's so, bueno.
So if you say socks, to somebody.
No, you got to say S-O-C-K-S.
Oh, you have to spell it out. S-O-C-K-S.
So if you say
Oh, that's clever there.
I like that.
That's clever.
So what does it mean?
You spell it out because like S-O is so yeah. You say S-O-C-K-S. So C-K-C-S would be S-I in Spanish. Hey, that's pretty clever.
And it means what? So that's what it is?
It means that's what it is. Or it is what it is.
It is what it is. Hey, we just learned a Spanish phrase.
Expression. I'm going to use that next time around some Spanish-speaking folks. I'm going
to. So if someone, you go to a Mexican restaurant, they say, is everything okay? You say S-O-C-K-S.
Right.
Or you could just say socks.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks.
Hey, muchas gracias for that information.
De nada, de nada.
Hey, thank you, Fonzie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you have a good one. Bye.
All right. Hey, that's neat.
That's pretty cool. Easy to remember.
Yeah.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday, thank you for listening and calling in. You can check us out at Facebook, our Today's Issues Facebook page.
And those of you that took Spanish this semester, you're welcome.
Yeah. We just, S-O-C-K-S, you just now,
that's why. Yeah, right. We offer a lot of different subjects here at Learning University.
That's right. You just passed the pop quiz for Tuesday.
I just, parlez-vous français.
Oh, man.
You know?
Our feet are the same.
Yes.
That's German.
Our feet
for goodbye.
Our feet are
Shalom. Aloha. You want me to keep going?
You can.
Okay, well, let's go back to the phones.
All right. We go to Kansas, and Zoe is on the line. Zoe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. I would like to answer the question about the first president to live in the White House.
All right. Let's repeat the question. This is Zoe.
Oh, okay. Who was the first president to live in the White House?
Zoe? John Adams.
John Adams.
Woo! Nicely done, Zoe.
Do you know what year they he and his wife moved in?
No.
1800. He and his wife Abigail moved into the White House. Little White House trivia here. Construction began in the year 1792. I'm talking about where the White House is today.
Right.
Before it was in Washington, D.C., it was in Philadelphia.
New York,
not the one down the street for me.
No.
Yeah.
I think that was moved.
Yes, that was.
That was moved. And construction began in 1792, and the house first was occupied by John and Abigail Adams in the year 1800. So there you go.
Wow, that's interesting.
So great answer.
Great answer, Zoe. Just 10 years old. You're just 10 years old, Zoe?
Yeah.
Well, that's great knowing that answer.
You know who picked out the plot of land where the White House would be built?
I don't.
George Washington.
George Washington did?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep. George. He never got to live there. Never got to see it completed. But he was the one who went to Washington D.C. It was called the Federal City. I don't know what all it was called.
This is what I'm talking about, Tim.
Yeah,
that's two or three more good White House questions you could have had for weeks to come.
You're right.
Hey, and you're not asking.
But I'm a generous man. I just throw out knowledge for free.
You're not asking for this, but tell folks about the heritage.
Spiritual heritage tour. Yeah, we go.
I want to go do that one day.
We go in June and September, and we go to the White House. That's one of the places we go to. Just go to spiritualheritagetours.com, spiritualheritagetours with an S.com. Find out about our June and September tours we lead. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Zoe.
I have a question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, go right ahead.
Which president said, "How many legs does a dog have if you call the tail a leg?"
What president said that?
Wow, that's a great question. What president said, how many tails does a dog have if you call a tail?
How many legs?
I know Grover Cleveland was known for he was known for annoying people with these kind of questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ever met somebody who couldn't hold a conversation without throwing something in there?
Right.
Like that, you know?
That showed something. Off how smart
And you just say
were.
Something like, do you ever stop?
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of how he was known. But
Grover,
he was the Grover Cleveland. I'm going to say Grover. Y'all go with whatever you think, but I'm going Grover Cleveland.
I'm going with Teddy Roosevelt.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
It is purely a guess.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. And I'm going to go with Andrew Jackson. So you have three guesses.
Abraham Lincoln came up with a lot of old.
Why don't we just say all the presidents?
I'm changing mine to Abraham Lincoln.
All right, then I'm changing mine back to Teddy Roosevelt because that's a good guess. All right, any of us close, Zoe?
Yes.
What is the answer?
Lincoln.
Lincoln. Wow. He changed it right in the clutch.
Abraham Lincoln said what?
Which president said, how many legs does a dog have if you call the tail a leg?
Was that at like a press briefing?
And in that same press briefing, he said, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him put on his bathing suit. Well, that's been near and dear to my heart, thinking about that.
That is life-changing there. Zoe, do you know why President Lincoln said that, what he meant by it?
No.
Okay.
No,
we'll have to look that up.
He was before he went out to meet the press to ask him that, he said, watch this.
It sounds like something you say when people are always, you know, changing the facts to suit them. And you say, well, yeah, you know, a dog would have five legs if you count the tail as
Thanks,
a leg.
Thanks, Zoe.
But anyway.
You're right, Ed. Thank you, Zoe. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're about to repeat our questions, so listen carefully. Trivia Friday on AFR. We're having good response. Our students out there in Radio Land,
they're on it today.
They're scoring well.
Yes.
So far, we don't even have to use a curve.
Right.
And you're still doing well.
No bell curve.
No bell
in this
curve.
University.
Our Nobel Peace Prize.
Right. No,
neither one.
No bell peppers.
No.
I don't, give I don't, me heartburn.
You got me, Ed. All right,
no bell bottoms.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. I can stop if you want me to. But
that's right. You're still going. Still going.
All right. Here are my questions.
That thing's at work up there, isn't it, Ed?
Yes, it is. It's sparking. It's sparking like crazy.
not just using it for a hat hole.
That's right. I burned through three hats today.
Go ahead.
All right. What NFL quarterbacks have won four Super Bowls? Somebody's already guessed Terry Bradshaw. That's one of them. So that's a little bit of a hint. A Popeye question in the comic strip Popeye. What was the name of Olive Oil's dad? And third question, what is a female fox called? That's what my question is.
So Olive Oil's dad had a name?
He sure did.
I got a name.
I got a name.
I think that Jim Croce was motivated by that.
Yes.
Thinking about Olive Oil when he penned that song.
What do you got, JJ?
With which team did Brett Favre start his professional football career in 1991?
Liberty Bell.
Second question. Tibetan mountain people use yak's milk instead of money. Tibetan mountain people to this day use yak's milk instead of and as their currency. Is that true or false?
May I ask you questions begging to be asked?
Yes.
You're calling them Tibetan what now?
Tibetan mountain people.
What other kind of people are there in Tibet? Are there flat plains people? Or are there jungle? Tibetan, are there jungle people?
Those Tibetan valley people.
The valley girls in Tibet?
The yuppies that live in the sprawling big cities there in the Tibetan metroplex, they also use yak's milk. Now, I'll tell you what, getting correct change, that has always been problematic.
That's right.
It's messy. It's all get out.
And one time I went to a circus and saw a yak woman. That was, she had horns
over her head.
But she was a really good cook.
Yeah, she's right by the bearded lady.
Back to the question. Tibetan mountain people use yak's milk as their currency. True or false? And then I'll add one. Which letter stands for the Roman numeral 50? Which letter stands for the Roman numeral 50? Thinking about Super Bowl and everything,
you know. Yeah, good.
All right, my question that has not been answered is this. Who was the first billionaire in the United States? Who was the first billionaire in the United States? We know that Donald Trump is himself a billionaire, but his wealth, that is Donald Trump's, while it's substantial, does not even come close to how much this man was worth.
Man, $1 billion, that's more than twice what I have.
I'm talking about...
yes,
or something,
yes,
or something
is,
like man. That. Yeah, that is a true statement, Ed.
Yes, it is a true statement.
And but this gentleman, he's the wealthiest man in American history. What was who was this? Here's my second question. Pay attention, you science people. I think you can get this.
You science people.
What layer?
You mountain science people. You
mountain science people. What layer of the atmosphere lies between the troposphere and the mesosphere? What layer of the atmosphere lies between the troposphere and the mesosphere?
Just go with those easy ones, aren't
you? It doesn't lie as much as politicians.
Yeah. What layer of atmosphere? All right, go Ed, back to the phones we go.
I say back to the phones, sir. We go to Iowa, and Riley is on the line. Riley, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Riley. Nebraska got 18 inches of snow. Heard Iowa got nearly a foot of snow. What's it looking where you are? Give us a weather look.
Well, when we're looking outside, we're seeing about 2 feet of snow here. It's pretty piled up.
You ever have to use a yak to go to the grocery store?
Well, yeah, and luckily I can just pay with the milk.
So that's in Iowa too. Wow, good job, Riley. Good job, kind of bringing that all in. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I'm going with the billionaire.
All right, good, because we want to hear
billionaire.
The
all right,
here's the question.
Who was the first billionaire in the United States?
Well, my first instinct is to say John Billion, and that's how they came up with billionaire, but I'm going to go with my second instinct here.
All right.
I'm going with Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, that is a very good answer, but that is...
That was one of my guesses.
That was a very good answer. I think he's the richest man in the world now, or one or two. But he's not the first billionaire,
and he's not
the wealthiest man in American history.
Right.
But that is a good guess. Bill Gates, who invented Microsoft, is that right?
Yes.
Windows.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. You got a question for us, Riley?
Yeah, it's about frequencies, and as you get older, you stop being able to hear higher frequencies. For example, like in the commercial that Tim does about the vacation.
Right.
There's a really high frequency just coming through the speakers on that, and actually on a lot of different stuff coming through AFR. There's like 12,000 hertz to 15,000 hertz that kind of screams through.
How do you
be scaring away some of the younger people?
Well, and you may want to use a tinfoil hat to keep some of that that from coming through your radio. If someone's speaking to you in those really high frequencies, the tinfoil hat.
I would say, Riley, you might want to. The Bible says you get an interpreter.
He's right.
Because the young people, 10 years ago, they had this little app where they hit this high tone, and all the kids in the classroom could hear it. But they said if you're over 35, you couldn't. And the teacher would just be up there oblivious, and everybody in the room heard this shrill tone.
I had someone come out of my office and show us that and said, now, can you hear this? And I said, I don't hear anything. And he said, well, we can hear it, the younger ones.
Hey, Riley, hold on just a second. I'm getting distracted by that dog whistle that I'm hearing. What were we talking about?
You had a question for us based on the fact that you're humiliating us old people? What was that? What was your question, Riley?
So at what age, and you can round to 5 years, at what age do you stop hearing the 15,000 kilohertz frequencies and above?
I think on that app they said 30 or 35, but I'm just trying. I'm just.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Is that before or after dinner?
After dinner, it's hard to hear anything, isn't it? When you're sleeping, you're
and we would have. And there's a different answer when there's a full moon. I will throw
right,
that
so
in.
So there's a lot of caveats. A
lot of layers to that question.
That's right. But I'm going to go with JJ in his 30 to 35 range.
Well, which one? What do you think?
Well, he said within five.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Five. All right, are we close?
Well, yeah, you're pretty close. There's a lot of people who can at that age, but they say 40 is sort of the
drop off.
The biggest drop off there.
Start going downhill at 40.
That's not the only thing you lose at 40.
I was gonna say, it's not the only thing that starts going downhill. Riley, how old are you?
I'm 28, so I still got it.
Yeah, that's right. I knew that. I knew that, Riley. Because
you just laugh, Riley.
We can hear that bravado.
Yeah, you just laugh if you want to, but you'll be there.
or as my dad used to say when I used to make fun of him, kind of like in your shoes, Riley. When he turned 40,
right.
I'd made fun of him, and he said, "You might not even make it to 40."
So
that made me think.
Because I'm your dad, and
I didn't know if he was talking about accidents or he was going to make it happen.
Hey, Riley, have a great weekend, buddy. Stay warm there with all that snow in Iowa,
and enjoy your youth while you got it, pal. Because the day's coming when it's going bye bye, but it ain't here yet. So you always get the last laugh. Have a good day, Riley. Good weekend.
God bless.
Hey, this morning on the radio, I had a list of ways you know that you're a senior citizen. And one said that you are in the age of initials, SS, CDs, IRAs, AARP. Another was that you have wrinkles, aches, and swelling, and that's just in your left leg. There's a lot of things on the list funnier than that.
Trivia Friday.
Oh, let's hope so.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Back to the phones, Ed.
Back to the phones we go. I say we go to Arkansas because Evelyn is waiting to be on Trivia Friday. Are you there, Evelyn?
I am here.
22 minutes patient waiting. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
Well, good. Which one do you want to try to answer?
Olive oil's father.
Oh, good. I love these Popeye questions. In the comic strip Popeye, what was the name of olive oil's father?
Coal Oil.
Wow.
Yes.
Woo.
Now, next.
That is getting obscure.
No. Don't give away any of my questions for next week. But I didn't have that one. What? Go ahead and say, what was her mother's name?
Nana.
Nana Oil?
Nana oil.
For guys kind of like banana oil or something.
So what? For those of us who weren't huge Popeye fans here, I mean, I didn't join a fan club or anything like that. So recap what we just talked about.
Okay, in the comic strip Popeye, what was the name of olive oil's father?
I know olive oil was Popeye's girlfriend.
Right. And coal oil was her daddy's name. And Nana oil, courtesy of Evelyn, was her mama's name.
Well, Evelyn, how many episodes did mom and dad come into?
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure. They were more frequent in the earlier years.
Yes.
Well, wouldn't be episodes necessarily. It'd be like in a comic strip. Or it was a show.
Yes, comics. It was a comic strip first. But Evelyn is exactly right. And thank you for that. Now, don't give any more away because next week there is, yes, folks, I know you can't wait, more Popeye trivia coming.
Yeah.
You're serious.
I'm not kidding.
Some of your questions are going to say, was it 10W30 or 10W40 as far as their nickname?
Because of the early years.
Ed, you just never cease to amaze with the topics you come up with.
I know, because it's fascinating. I know that people can't wait, but Evelyn, you have a question for us?
I do. The name of the Mexican artist who had
El Chapo.
A movie made after her.
Had what named after? What? Say that again?
It was a female Mexican artist, and they made a movie about her.
You mean a singer?
Oh yeah. What was the name of the singer? The one who died, you mean?
She's an actual painting artist.
They made a movie.
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
She was played by Selma Hayek.
Oh, by Selma Hayek?
Selena?
Yeah, but she plays every Mexican woman.
I have no clue. You're going to have to tell us,
Evelyn.
You have
to tell us. I said Selena, but I'm just guessing. What's the answer?
Frida Kahlo.
Frida
Kahlo.
They had the movie Frida.
Okay.
That's also a drink in Mexico.
Evelyn, we got to take a break. Thank you for calling.
I have a pina colada and a Frida.
And a Frida.
Calais.
Huh?
Kahlua.
Frida
Kahlua. I have two of them. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.